So, Anthony, looking forward to a big game for this young Rovers side. You're heading off to Galway on Sunday to play in the semi-final of the National Cup. But it's a great competition, and I suppose it's great to be still involved in it at this stage of the season.
Oh, it's absolutely a brilliant competition. It allows us as a club and the players to challenge on the national stage. And to be fair, like over the last 6 or 7 years from youth level, we've done well at youth level. We've had, I think it was 3 quarter-finals we've had and the semi-final. The last year, well, with this current squad, they've got the quarter-final, a semi-final, and this is their second semi-final now. So for us, it's great for our club, you know, and with the seniors challenging as well over the last couple of years at intermediate level, you know, it's great for the profile of the club and get the name out there in a national context. And it's great, certainly great for the players because, you know, they get to travel and it helps them mature that wee bit as well. And, you know, they're playing big away games and games in Waterford and now this game down in Galway. So it's great for the boys and it's a great challenge for us.
Yeah, seems to be a natural progression then for this group, does it?
Yeah, well, this group has been together now going back to probably from under 10 level. You know, when they would have competed at Foyil Cups. And they lost a final, at under 10 level in the Foyil Cup, and then they won it the next year at under 11 against the big P-Mount from Dublin. You know, and that was a really tough game. And they had I remember that tournament well because Joel he just signed for Letterkenny and done played that tournament from Glencair. So you'd seen all the games and, you know, tough. They've got good ability, the squad, but you know they can also scrap out results as well, which they've shown over the years.
And this season, you had to beat some big teams, among them Bohemians, to reach the last.
Yeah, we played Bohemians down in Dublin in the quarterfinals, and you know it was, you know you're trying to. I don't know if the boys realise how big a club Bohemians actually are. And on the national scene, and you know, you're trying to put it into context, you know, our club's history compared to what Bohemians are, and you know, for us to go down there and play against them was an honour, and to go down and beat them was fantastic, and you know, it would rank as one of as a schoolboy club as one of our greatest ever victories to go down and beat Bohemians in their own backyard, and was thoroughly justified and deserved. On the day's performance, and we actually had the luxury of missing a penalty as well early on, so it was thoroughly deserved, that result.
Yep. Salt Hill Devon are the opposition. I suppose when you come out of a game like that again, suppose you get a real lift and a real boost of it when you go to the next one, knowing that you beat one of, you want to call them, the aristocrats of football in the country.
Yeah, but in saying that, you know, I suppose Bohemians as a football club are massive, but you know, there'll be a relatively new to schoolboys football, albeit that, you know, they've obviously linked up with St. Kevin's Boys, which is probably, you know, the main schoolboys football club in the country. But when you go to Galway and you play the likes of Salt Hill and Mareview, who are also massive clubs in terms of, you know, the junior or intermediate scene, and, you know, they've been involved in schoolboys football for years, and you only have to look at the facilities that both clubs have, you know, to realise that you're going down to play against a very strong and a very difficult opponent. And Salt Hill have got a good record of developing players and competing on the national stage as well. And, you know, so if anything, this is going to be an even more difficult game for us. But it's one, again, Oisin, like last year we played Mareview in the last 16 of the Under-15 Cup, and we beat them 2-1, and to be fair, it was a comfortable 2-1 victory out of the Aura. And we know that there's not much between Mareview and Salt Hill, but I think Salt Hill will just have the edge on them over the last 18 months, so it's going to be a very difficult game for us.
Yeah, but it's a game, you know, that you can get something out of as well, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely, Oisin. I mean, we're going down, and to be honest, like we're confidence going down that we can get a result, but at this stage it's about every player. Like we need 11, 12 players, 13 players going out and giving a 9 out of 10 performance to get a result, because there's no gimmies at this stage of the competition. And on Sunday you're going to have two teams that are going to be busting their guts and, you know, willing to spill blood to get an All Ireland final. And on the day, Ashton, it's going to be about which team wants it the most. And if we played to our best, I'd be very confident that we can win. But in saying that, if we play to our best and we don't come through it, well, you know, we've given everything we can. All we can ask for is that the players go down, don't let themselves down. You know, give their best for whatever it is, if it's 90 minutes, extra time, penalties, whatever. But, you know, if they can walk off the pitch with their head held high and knowing that they've left everything out there, well, we'll be more than happy with that.